This is KUT. Texas is closer to testing out a Trump administration rule allowing states to withhold federal funds from Planned Parenthood. The state is closing a public comment period for an application asking for federal Medicaid dollars. That money would go to a state women's health program created specifically to exclude groups like Planned Parenthood. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
During the campaign, President Donald Trump had a complicated view of Planned Parenthood. Here he is during a debate last year.
Millions and millions of women, cervical cancer, breast cancer, are helped by Planned Parenthood. So you can say whatever you want, but they have millions of women going through Planned Parenthood that are helped greatly. But I would defund it because I'm pro-life.
Cut to April, and Trump, as president, signs a law rolling back a rule created in the last days of the Obama administration. The rule had prohibited state and local governments from blocking federal money that goes to health providers that do family planning services and health screenings. And that rule applied to providers that also perform abortions. Now that the rule's gone, the state of Texas jumped at the opportunity, and they set their sights on Medicaid.
The governor has tried to exclude Planned Parenthood patients from being served through that program and has not been allowed to do so by federal law, and that's been upheld in federal court.
That's Sarah Wheat with Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas. She says the state might have found a way around those federal laws. They're seeking money through a Medicaid waiver program, which allows states more flexibility in using federal money. In this case, Texas wants to use Medicaid money to pay for a women's health program called Healthy Texas Women. Wheat says that program was created to exclude Planned Parenthood.
The intent behind flexibility is to make sure more women get served and that public health goals are met. It shouldn't be so that political goals can be accommodated. And the political goals in this place are to try to provide health care in Texas while preventing women from going to Planned Parenthood health centers for that care.
Wheat argues the state's program hasn't been serving as many women or has had as many providers as it did before they kicked out Planned Parenthood. She says in the previous incarnation of the women's health program, more than 40% of the women in it were going to Planned Parenthood. Yvonne Gutierrez with the group's political arm argues that if the federal government approves Texas's application, it could funnel money away from Planned Parenthood in other states, too.
It really opens a huge can of worms that could be very destructive.
State officials have long argued that taxpayer money should not be going to organizations that provide abortions, regardless of whether their routine health services are separate from their abortion services. Now that the public comment period has ended, state health officials will add all the comments and responses to them to the final waiver application. That application will be sent to federal health officials for approval, who will open their own public comment period. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.